Welcome to the Finally Detached Podcast, the unfiltered journey into the realms of mushrooms, mindfulness, and beyond. I'm your host, Curandero Gabriel, and I'm here to take you on a thrilling ride, bridging the mystical and the real, where we explore the raw truth of the human experience. Have you ever wondered about the mysteries of the mind, the power of ancient practices, and the transformative potential of psychedelics? Well, you're in the right place. Each week, we dive deep into the rabbit hole of consciousness, peeling back the layers of perception and inviting you to join us on this mind-bending journey. Whether you're a seasoned psychonaut or someone curious about expanding your consciousness, our podcast is your no-holds-barred guide. We'll share personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that challenge the boundaries of what you thought was possible. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to detach from the ordinary as we venture into the extraordinary. This is the Finally Detached Podcast, where we speak truth, explore mysticism, and confront reality head on. Stay tuned because the adventure of a lifetime is about to begin. Let's dive in.
Feels good to be here, right? Oh my goodness. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to the Finally Detached Podcast. I'm your host, Curandero Gabriel, and today we venture into the heart of healing, exploring the transformative power of mushrooms and the profound impact of our accredited trauma healing courses. In this serene space, we come together, embracing vulnerability and strength, guided by the wisdom of nature and the depth of our own spirits. Trauma, a word that resonates with so many, carries the weight of unspoken stories, pain, and resilience. It shapes us in profound ways, often lurking beneath the surface, influencing our thoughts, feelings, and actions. Healing from trauma is not a journey of forgetting, but of integration, understanding, and transformation. It's about finding peace with our past, and rekindling the light within ourselves that trauma tried to dim. Here at Finally Detached, we understand this journey. We've walked this path alongside hundreds of souls, witnessing the rebirth of hope and the dawn of healing. Through our Level 1 and 2 trauma healing courses, we offer a sanctuary for learning, growth, and renewal. Our courses are not just educational programs. They are gateways to a new way of being, designed with compassion at their core and the latest in therapeutic practices. In today's episode, we delve into the ancient wisdom of mushrooms and their role in trauma healing. These humble fungi hold secrets to mental and emotional well-being that modern science is only beginning to understand. Psilocybin has shown remarkable potential in treating various mental health conditions, including PTSD, depression, and anxiety. My intuitive feeling also say that it is Alzheimer's and anything to do with the brain. We truly feel that the mushroom is the beginning origin. It is the creator. It is the one that the monkey came in contact with, and the brain then sparked its creative imagination. The ego was created. For some, that's a bad thing. For others, that's a good thing, right? It's protection against death. But we can go further into that into another episode. But the mushrooms to us are more than just a healing vessel and a way to heal your vessel, but it is a way to connect to something deeper. And mushrooms work by dissolving the barriers of the mind, so allowing us to confront and integrate our traumas in a safe, controlled environment. They're very magical. And the more intention you put into them, the more magic you get out of them. They invite us into a world where our usual defenses and perspectives can be temporarily set aside, giving us a unique opportunity to see ourselves authentically, through a new lens, if you will. And this can be a powerful catalyst for change, opening the doors to deep, lasting healing. Now, I know for a lot of us out there, we feel like, you know, maybe I don't need psychedelics or anything like that right now. It's too extreme. There's just little hiccups that I have in my way, and I'm mindful so I can see it. I have awareness to be able to locate, and I have the wisdom to be able to do what I need to do. But you know, we're human, and a lot of us just don't have what it takes to do what we need to do when that time comes. And the time comes and goes, and a lot of us can even walk that path of doing above and beyond, and still the switch doesn't flip. And with mushrooms, it's very mercurial. If you have the intention and you put in the work energetically and you truly want to break out from a certain mindset or from a certain feeling or from a certain trauma paradigm that is keeping you stuck on a hamster wheel. For me personally, the only thing that I can truly recommend, I mean, ayahuasca is great. I sat with ayahuasca before, but for me, the mushroom is a teacher. It's the speaker. It speaks, and all you have to do is listen instead of trying to learn how to interpret, you know. It's a very interesting thing. So when we're able to see ourselves through a new lens, we can really provide a deeper change within ourselves that really ripple out to those around us. Because we may speak about the change, we may talk about it to those around us and scold others, but remember, life is a mirror. So what you see in others, it's really in yourself. And you just have to be aware enough to sit back and say, where is that? And how did that get there? And you know, if once you learn the skills of reprogramming the mind, you can really isolate and really change your path and change these loops that you have been stuck in.
Magic Mushrooms at Home, a comprehensive guide to legal cultivation and microdosing. Embark on a profound journey with the ultimate guide to understanding, cultivating, and benefiting from magic mushrooms. Whether you're a curious beginner or a seasoned mycologist, this book unfolds the mesmerizing world of psilocybin in vivid detail. Discover the secrets of legal cultivation, master the delicate art of microdosing, and delve into the transformative potentials of these ancient fungi. From navigating the ever-evolving legal landscapes to hands-on cultivation techniques, every page resonates with expertise and clarity. Magic Mushrooms at Home is more than a guide. It's an invitation to foster a deeper connection with nature's most mystical gifts. Here are some key highlights. A step-by-step cultivation journey from spore to fruiting wonders. Insights into the benefits and nuances of microdosing. Emphasis on safety, ethics, and responsible consumption. Unearth the magic, harness the benefits, and step into a world of growth, introspection, and healing. Dive in now and transform your understanding of the psychedelic realm. To access this material now, click the link at the top of your screen right now, or visit the links in the description.
Our accredited course is at Finally Detached, or designed to complement the healing journey with mushrooms, providing a solid foundation of knowledge and skills for trauma healing. Level 1 introduces the basics of understanding trauma, its effects on the mind and body, and the principles of healing. It's an invitation to start a journey of self-discovery and healing, offering tools and practices that can be applied in daily life. Now, level 2 takes the journey deeper, exploring advanced techniques and methodologies for healing. It's here that we begin to truly integrate the lessons of our past, transforming our pain into strength. Both courses are enriched with deep insights into trauma. And once you start to learn about trauma and the various different types, you start to see, wow, okay, I may be impacted in more than just one way, or more than the way I expected or I thought. And it gives you more education on yourself, and it gives you more empathy when working and dealing with others, right? So this whole growing and becoming aware of emotions and becoming trauma-informed is really beneficial when working with the mushroom, because you learn to be gentle, not only with the unraveling of the mushroom's experience, but with yourself. And you learn where your hiccups are, so you learn how to integrate them. Because there's a lot of holistic modalities to integrate these hiccups, to get the loops out of the way and to become unstuck without having to take antidepressants or without having to take pharmaceuticals that keep you stuck. Now, level 2 takes the journey deeper, exploring advanced techniques and methodologies for healing. For those feeling called to explore the depths of their healing potential, We offer the opportunity to take it further by booking a deep healing event. Now, this is where we can go super deep with the mushroom, but it's for those who are ready. We don't just work with everyone, right? So we're ethical in that way. Now, these events are profound experiences, combining the wisdom of mushrooms with the supportive framework of our trauma healing practices. It's a space where transformation is not just possible, but inevitable. Guided by the compassionate hands of our skilled facilitators, that's myself, Bridget Rivera, who is the psychedelic sitter, as well as Jordan, who we have as an outside remote facilitator who is a former PA. So she is our psilocybin safety advocate, and she helps create the dietas and gives valuable input, which we are very grateful for. Now, as we navigate the waters of healing, it's essential to remember that we are not alone. The path may be personal, but the journey is a collective one. At Finally Detached, we are more than a community, and we see ourselves as that. We're united in our own little quest, but our own little quest converge to create this magnificent connection that we all unravel through time. But the quest is ultimately for healing and growth. Now, this vessel, our podcast, courses, and the events are all designed to support you, offering a guiding light as you navigate the path back to yourself. In this episode, we explore the intersection of ancient wisdom and modern healing. Let's remember the power of connection to ourselves, each other, and the natural world. Now, mushrooms, with their intricate networks and symbiotic relationships, remind us of the interconnectedness of all life. They teach us that healing is not just an inward journey, but a process of reconnection with the world around us. And I know a lot of you out there who have been on a mushroom journey or who have done them by yourself in nature, even small amounts, you may have felt this resonance and connection with everything. Even in deep meditation, without psychedelics, you may have felt it. When feeling detached and content, you feel that connection that, wow, you're connected to everything, that you are everything. Not in an egoic way, but in a way that you just feel empowered and you feel that you don't need anything. And you see the sham through everything with everyone trying to sell you something that they tell you that you need. And you don't. Once you wake up to what you are, and that wake up is that moment of clarity, that pure resonance. And right now, I invite you to reflect on your personal healing journey. You know, whether you're taking your first steps or you've been on this path for a while, know that every step forward is a victory. Healing is not linear, it's a spiral, bringing us even closer to our true selves. So that feeling of resonance, no matter where you're at, trust me, you're gonna feel it. And before anything drastic, if there's anything on your mind, because I've been there before, I think that a lot of people have been there with deep, dark thoughts, feel those thoughts and feel them deeply, because remember, you're going to feel the resonance that I just spoke of, that clear unity with everything around you. And when you feel that, you're going to laugh, and that background of anxiety that you may have allowed yourself to live in, that you're starting to let go of, you're starting to finally detach from, let that be the background of all the laughter that you'll experience. That's going to be the juice behind the laughter that you experience once you have the aha moment. Now, if you're feeling called to explore the healing potential of mushrooms, possibly have an aha moment for yourself, or deepen your understanding of trauma healing, you're invited to visit us at www.finallydetached.com. Our courses, events, and community are here to support you every step of the way. Now, what a lot of people, you know, what I would say a lot of random people walking on the street don't understand is that to truly understand trauma, it requires a journey into the human psyche, really exploring how our brains and bodies respond to overwhelming stress. And stress comes in various ways. You know, we have minor stresses and big stresses. And there's some research that some of the biggest stress we've experienced and the biggest trauma was during birth, because we had a moment of possibly experiencing death. And that's why we come out crying, you know? So we're constantly trying to isolate, where is this trauma? Is it past life? Is it, a lot of it can just be the same for everyone. And we all feel the exact same way. And once I think everyone kind of understands that we all feel the same way and we're all in the same predicament, it can be a big laughter and we can see how we're all the same. And there's nothing really to fight over, to fight against, or anything. It's just, it's all perfect right now. So trauma can fracture our sense of safety, right? Because we can feel unsafe, and if we're unsafe, we guard up and we don't share ourselves, or we're not authentic, and that can lead to a cascade of psychological, emotional, and physical reactions. These reactions are our body's attempt to protect us, but they can become maladaptive, trapping us in a cycle of distress. Nature, in its infinite wisdom and complex awareness, offers a key to unlocking these cycles. Mushrooms, particularly those with psilocybin, have been a subject of fascination and reverence throughout history, especially with my people and those who practice shamanism. And I think every monkey in past history, I think all came across this mushroom. Shout out to Terrence McKenna. Check out The Food of the Gods. Great book. It's a great education, because you'll see how, if you're scared of mushrooms, but just check it out, Food of the Gods. See, mushrooms have been a subject of fascination, and modern research is uncovering how these fungi can reset the brain's patterns, offering new perspectives and healing from deep-seated traumas. Psilocybin facilitates a temporary loosening of the ego, allowing individuals to step outside of their habitual narratives and emotional responses. This can lead to profound shifts in understanding and healing, as individuals are able to reframe their experiences and integrate their traumas with new insights. Now, I'd like to share a published article from a past journeyer. She was very kind to share her experience, because this is very personal for a lot of people, and she took time to really think about how she can be of value to the mushroom, how she can be a value to the truth and to help spread awareness of the potential of approaching this with awareness and therapeutically in the right guidance. So this article was published in the Charlotte magazine in North Carolina, and it was called The Pursuit of Wellness: Psilocybin Treatment. The psychedelic that gives mushrooms their magic can help heal our deepest wounds too. She goes on to say, last year, I went on a two-day therapeutic psilocybin retreat. I had never taken a psychedelic in any form, so the idea terrified me. I feared falling into a torturous hallucination I couldn't escape, but my desire to be the mother my children deserve, and my hope to grow past my emotional plateau of simply functioning, overcame my fears. Over the course of 2 days, I spent 10 hours hallucinating. I saw people who had caused me great harm, and as I pleaded with them to explain why they did the things they did, I began to hear them as an echo from behind me. When I turned around, I saw people I loved and had hurt crying the same plea. I saw people I felt chained to permit me to cut myself free. At different points, I laughed out loud or sobbed so intensely. I worried the providers would stop the session and pull me out of it. They didn't. My fear of getting stuck in the hallucination, unable to tell what was real and what wasn't, turned out to be unfounded. At all times, I knew that I was hallucinating. It was like watching a movie. Psilocybin, the natural psychedelic in certain mushroom varieties, causes hallucinations, feelings of euphoria, and even what users have described as spiritual experiences. The US government classified it as a controlled substance in 1970, but it's re-emerged clinical research that found psilocybin can alleviate symptoms of PTSD, help longtime smokers quit, ease anxiety in cancer patients, curb alcohol abuse, and relieve depression. With just one or two doses administered in a therapeutic setting, typically lying down, eyes closed, and with a provider present, study participants have reported symptom relief that may last up to 1 year. In brain imaging, researchers can see the growth of new neural pathways and reduced connections associated with depression. Put simply, if depression is a traffic jam, mushrooms can build new roads that open things up. Like many, I've experienced a hefty amount of trauma in therapy. Until a few years ago, I would have told you that I was fine. But a numb, generally vacant existence can masquerade as healed. Those who love me, people I was hurting, either hurting or walling off, would not have described me as that. Treatments that help others tend to fall flat on me. So it's remarkable that my psilocybin experience has been everything researchers report it to be. I found an out-of-state provider that had registered as a church, which secured federal protection of its freedom to administer its sacrament, in this case, mushrooms. In the months that followed that weekend retreat, I felt a new sense of calm and contentment. During my intake session, I told the staff that one measure of success would be if I no longer felt the urge to run away when my child physically clung to me. Because of the trauma I carried, I have little patience for neediness. Post-psilocybin, I didn't suddenly become cuddly, but when one of my children reached for me, it no longer sparked panic in my body. And guess what? Once they sensed they could reach me if they needed me, they were no longer so clingy. I'm not without struggle or reaction, but I have an awareness of my reactions that puts some space between them and me. My triggers are still there, but I see them as such. My feelings don't rule me. My fight or flight part of my brain has lost its leadership. It still casts its vote, but it's no longer speaker of the house. My facilitators recommended that I stop taking antidepressants 2 days before the retreat, as psilocybin can be most effective when it's not competing with other medicines. My doctor also cleared me to do so. This was not my intention, but I haven't resumed taking them. Anyone who works in therapeutic psychedelics will tell you psilocybin treatment is not for everyone or a cure-all. But while I used to claim I was fine and healed, I know now that we're never done, and I'm at peace with that. That's the end of the article. And, you know, it's really incredible because modern research is uncovering how these fungi can reset the brain's patterns, offering new perspectives and healing from deep-seated traumas. And psilocybin facilitates a temporary loosening of the ego, allowing individuals to step outside their habitual narratives and emotional responses. This can lead to profound shifts in understanding and healing, as individuals are able to reframe their experiences and integrate their traumas with new insights. We believe in a holistic approach to healing. Our level 1 and 2 trauma healing courses are designed to scaffold your journey, providing a blend of scientific knowledge, practical tools, and compassionate support. The level 1 course is your entry point into the world of trauma healing. Here we uncover the basics, understanding the nature of trauma and its impact on the mind and body, introduction to mindfulness and grounding techniques to manage symptoms, and principles of self-compassion and self-care as foundational healing practices. Now, this course is designed to be accessible, providing you the tools and understandings that can be immediately applied to your life. It's a step towards reclaiming your power and starting on the path to healing. It also makes you very aware of those around you who are lashing out maybe or not doing what you feel is right because of their own trauma, and it makes you understanding to that. Now, building on the foundations, the level 2 course dives deeper into the healing journey. We go into advanced mindfulness and meditation techniques for deeper emotional regulation, exploring the role of narrative therapy in reshaping our stories, and techniques for integrating traumatic experiences and fostering resilience. This course is for those to deepen their healing practice, offering strategies that are both transformative and healing. For those who feel called to explore their healing journey on a deeper level, we offer specialized healing events, and these gatherings are powerful, immersive experiences that combine the therapeutic potential of psilocybin with the support structures of our healing practices. Participants are guided through carefully curated experiences designed to facilitate deep emotional and psychological healing. Under the watchful eyes of experienced facilitators, individuals can safely explore their inner worlds, confronting and integrating their traumas in a supportive, nurturing environment. We like to keep everything private and discreet. Confidentiality is very important to us. Healing from trauma is not confined to courses or events. It's a daily practice of self-awareness, compassion, and growth. We emphasize the importance of integrating healing practices into everyday life. Now, our courses provide not only the knowledge and tools for healing, but also the guidance to incorporate these practices into your daily routine, really ensuring that healing becomes a lived experience woven into the fabric of your life. Now, this is what Finally Detached is. It's a lifestyle. This was the tools and the knowledge that helped break me through for my journey. Now, you're not going to live the same journey I lived, but you may be able to grab tools and bits and pieces and seeds from the journey, because It's not any one thing that's the answer. It was all of it together that led to the Great Awakening, right? And I had to be primed for that awakening. And that priming was years of truly understanding all these healing modalities that we now teach in courses. So no matter where you are, understand that there's something out there for you, and healing is possible. No matter the depth of your trauma, the pain you carry, or the challenges you face, there is a path forward. I can honestly say, through the wisdom of nature, the support of community, family, people that love you, and the power of your own spirit, transformation is always within reach. It's really a choice. Now, with that said, I invite you to explore what Finally Detached has to offer. And I know we're speaking about things that are very personal, but trauma doesn't exist in isolation. It impacts families, communities, and societies, weaving a complex web of disconnect and dysfunction. However, in every moment of healing, there's an opportunity to not only transform an individual's life, but also to initiate a wave of positive change that can touch countless others. Our world is more interconnected than ever before, yet in many ways we are profoundly disconnected from each other and from the planet that sustains us. This disconnection is in part a symptom of unhealed trauma. When we begin to heal our traumas, we start to restore our innate connection to ourselves, to others, and to the earth. And when this happens, we become more aware. We start to see everything through the eyes of trauma, right? Your RAS system in the brain, once you start to program it with certain things, you start to see it through your eyes in different ways. And that's the beauty of really studying your own trauma and studying others. You know, we begin to heal our traumas. And this restoration is the first step towards building a world that values empathy, understanding, and sustainability over division and exploitation. And step into your journey because it's inspirational. The process of healing from trauma can empower individuals with a deeper sense of empathy and understanding. So as we heal, we become more aware of the struggles of others, fostering a sense of global kinship. The empathy can drive us to take action on issues that affect not just our own lives, but the well-being of our global community. From climate change to social injustice, the challenges we face as a planet require a collective response, grounded in compassion and understanding. Qualities that are nurtured through the healing process, right? Because once you heal and you become compassionate and empathetic, you kind of step through the looking glass. You come through the other side. You know, you learn to sit on the other side of the table because you realize trauma was only there because you chose to allow it to be there. Not through compartmentalization, you're not going to just store it away to the back. You just, when you have the mushroom journey, you begin to sit on the other side of the table. You see your trauma and you accept it. It's not something you're hiding or running from. And a lot of our traumas in societies and the problems we face is because a lot of people are running from themselves.
Welcome to our Finally Detached book collection. If you're interested in more educational resources, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell to be alerted when we drop new material. Also, visit www.finallydetached.com. At-home psychedelic therapy. Ever wondered if there's more to meditation than just stillness? Dive into at-home psychedelic therapy meditations and unlock a world within you never knew existed. Journey through time, consciousness, and hidden emotions, all from the comfort of your favorite reading nook. This isn't just a book, it's a map to the deepest corners of your mind. Learning the history of psychedelic therapy, its powerful effects, and how to safely harness it for personal growth. Whether you're new to meditation or a seasoned expert, this guide offers a fresh twist on self-discovery. Unlock secrets, heal old wounds, and find clarity. Are you ready to explore? To access this material now, click the link at the top of your screen right now, or visit the links in the description.
Now, magic mushrooms offer a unique lens through which to view our connection to the natural world. These organisms have been part of Earth's ecosystem for millions of years, and I would even say throughout space as well, for millennia, forming intricate networks that support life on multiple levels, and I would say spread life and awareness through space in multiple galaxies. In a similar way, mushrooms can help us see the interconnected network within our own lives and the broader world, encouraging a holistic view of healing. The use of mushrooms in trauma healing can serve as a metaphor for the interconnectedness of all life. Just as mushrooms can help heal the human mind, fostering resilience and openness, they also play a crucial role in healing the planet by decomposing waste and nourishing the soil. The dual role highlights the deep connection between personal healing and environmental sustainability. By healing ourselves, we become more attuned to the needs of our planet, recognizing that the health of one is inextricably linked to the health of the other. As above, so below. Look, guys, let's keep it real. At Finally Detached, what this is, we really envision a world where healing is accessible to all. Recognizing that this vision is critical for addressing the global challenges we face, and just the deeper challenges in ourselves, you know? Our courses and healing events are designed not just to facilitate personal transformation, but to equip individuals with the understanding and compassion needed to contribute to a more just and sustainable world by playing their part. And that's why I was so grateful for when Arjourneer created that article that I shared with you from the Charlotte magazine. That's her doing her part of stepping into her magic, because her story was deep, and where she came from was not the same world as others. Let's just put it that way. So for her to even share that she was willing to experience, and that she did experience something as such as a mushroom journey, is really big, especially in her family. So I'll just leave it at that. But if you guys knew, and I filled you in, you'd be like, what? So it's really funny. But, you know, through our holistic approach to healing, we aim to cultivate really leaders who are guided by empathy, resilience, and a deep sense of interconnectedness. For those who understand numerology, 7s, 11s, 22s, and 33s, I don't know why, but they understand this message. And these leaders can inspire change in their communities, advocating for policies and practices that reflect our shared values of care, sustainability, and equality. As more individuals embark on their healing journeys, we can build a collective force capable of enacting meaningful change across the globe. I'm just talking about through your daily life, you being a light, a beacon for those around you, just because you've mastered your own energy, because you're focused on yourself and, you know, your path and what you can influence with those around you, and because you're so calm and content and love those around you with empathy, and you're masterful and you've unlocked the codes, you know. Those around you are going to be inspired to start taking some of the actions that you take. They're going to ask, hey, what do you do? You know, they're going to ask these things, and that's where the seeds are planted, because they're asking for it. If they're not asking for it and you're trying to share, it doesn't ever resonate. And it's like you're lacking something, because why do you need to share? Why don't you just focus on yourself? And if you focus on yourself and cross that threshold, then people are going to start to cross that threshold on their end and ask you about it. And you become that inspiration. So the healing journey is very personal, and as you take it personally, you impact globally. And that's the ripple effect of really doing your part to heal trauma. And that's why it's important to educate yourself on it. I mean, honestly, imagine a world where individuals are not bound by the chains of unhealed trauma. In this world, people are free to live their fullest lives, contributing their unique gifts and perspectives towards the common good. Communities are characterized by mutual support and understanding, and global challenges are met with collaborative and innovative solutions. This is the world we envision and work towards at Finally Detached. You know, we understand that the road may be rocky before then, and we prepare, and that's why the beauty of the connection with the mushroom is stressed so heavily, is because it's a teacher, and if you can listen, it tells you how to prepare for what's coming. And for those who are ready to receive that message, we'll receive it. So look, guys, as this episode draws to a close, I want to leave you with a reflection on the power of healing. In healing, we find the courage to face our deepest wounds, the strength to overcome them, and the wisdom to transform our pain into a source of power. This power is not just for our own benefit, but for the benefit of all beings with whom we share this precious planet. I want to invite you to carry forward the insights and inspirations from this episode into your daily lives, embracing the journey of healing with open hearts and minds, whatever the call to you may be, whatever form it may come in. Remember, in the act of healing ourselves, we are contributing to the healing of the world. Thank you for joining us on this journey. May you walk the path of healing with courage, compassion, and the knowledge that in healing, you are helping to save the world, one heart, one soul at a time. So stay tuned for our next episode where we continue to explore the infinite possibilities of healing and transformation. Until then, remember, we are finally detached, but together in spirit and purpose. Thank you, and may your journey be filled with the light, love, and profound healing.